Good morning. It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry until tomorrow. Some breaking business news now about Google. Three European internet giants have complained to the European's competition regulator that Google is choking competition by unfairly listing their services lower down on your search page when you search for them. One of the companies that's complaining about Google is owned by Microsoft. We're joined now by the BBC's business correspondent, Russell Padmore, live from London to tell us more. Russell, who is complaining about Google's placement of their companies on a search page?
Well, Todd, we're talking here about three basic companies. Foundum, that's a UK price comparison website. eJustice, a French legal search engine. And Chaobing, that's effectively an Italian search engine company, which is owned by Microsoft, the company buying it fairly recently. Now, they're actually saying that Google is being a little unfair in that if you go and do a search, for example, Foundum have produced their own search of Zanussi, the Italian refrigerator company, for example, or Nokia. They did a search on the phrase Nokia 5800. If you're searching for one of Nokia's cell phone handsets, you find that Google's own services suddenly leap to the top of the search results, and their own particular company, Foundum, was well down the list. They're saying that's not right because effectively they're losing out, and Google is unfairly promoting its own products. They've asked the antitrust watchdogs in Brussels here in Europe, who run the competition regulation for the European Union, to take a look at what Google's doing, saying it's unfair competition. They're effectively promoting themselves in front of the competition.
Now, this is also about advertising, right? Because these searches get money by click-throughs. So if a company like Nokia, for instance, and I'm just using a for instance, has an advertising deal with Google and is then further up the page than a company that advertises with Foundum, it gets complicated.
Yeah, that's right. If you look at the Google page, you'll see a certain section of it is where companies are paid to put themselves at the top. Google's making money from that. You have to remember, though, as you said, that other companies can make money from online advertising simply by people coming to their site. How do they learn about you, though? They're going to go to one of these search engines, whether it's Yahoo or Google or MSN's Bing, Microsoft's Bing, and they're going to put in a key phrase and hopefully find your company at the top. And then based on that, if you are like Foundum, for example, a price comparison website, well, the amount of clicks to your website is how you earn money in advertising revenue based on how many people are visiting the site. If Google is putting its own similar service at the top of its own search page, then you're going to suffer from that. And they're saying that Google is using its might in this search engine world, the cyberspace world, to take advantage to promote itself.
Now, finally, what has Google said in response?
Well, Google says that each particular case does raise slightly different issues. They're kind of saying that they're not choking off competition. They're not trying to hurt their users or partners. It's not the case at all. Google says it always listens carefully. If someone's got a real concern, they try to work out the problem. A lot of it is around the technology, Google's saying that some of these companies might be using some kind of software that's putting them at a disadvantage. It believes its business practices do reflect its commitment to be fair and square in the market, though. These companies are saying Google needs to be neutral. It's an issue which is going to be visited on Capitol Hill. Net neutrality.
Net neutrality. Can Google be neutral? Frankly, advertising other companies that it's in competition with. Russell Padmore, BBC correspondent in London. Thanks for joining us.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.